Seeing beyond, living transformed is a spiritual crossing of the threshold to the world of being a truly expanded human being. Join medium Cheryl and Kelly for conversations about discovering deep spirituality, developing your intuitive and empathic skills, and personal mediumship. Each episode will focus on tips, tools, and techniques to help you understand and expand your own inner gifts and life journey. You can call in each week to receive spiritual guidance, personal readings, and we'll answer your questions. We'll talk with luminary experts on meditations, the afterlife, energy healing, past lives, and much more. Join our Seeing Beyond spiritual community to learn more about expanding your mind, body, and soul, and have fun on your journey to empower transformation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to tonight's show. It is a warm, wonderful Wednesday, and we just want to wish you a beautiful day. We hope you're celebrating yourself today or maybe some special occasion. But as people are logging on, we'd love it if you'd say hello to us, post in the comments section, share with your friends, share this show with your friends. We'll get more into that in a moment, but let me just welcome Kelly, my colleague. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Cheryl. Hi, everybody. So happy to see everybody tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, it's just great to see everybody here, and what a week we've been having, and so much to talk about tonight. But look, before we go any further, please, we're shooting for 1,000 followers, right? 1,000 on our audience list. So if you would please take a moment, share this page, like our page, follow us, subscribe. Really, we're building our audience here, and we would love it if you would share with your people because we love having you, and we'd love to spread the word of paying it forward or praying it forward, so to speak. That's our topic tonight, which is pray it forward, spreading positivity with Seeing Beyond. So what a great thing to do is to share our show and really spread that positivity. That's what we'll be talking about tonight. And we'd love to hear from you how you're spreading positivity in the world or how you're praying it forward, so to speak. So that'll be our talk tonight. And Kelly, let me just check in with you. How are you feeling about praying it forward in our topic tonight?
I love this topic because, you know, I'm a firm believer in we all help support each other and that there is no competition if we're all there for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's so much competition in our world and there really doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all unique. We're all individual and we can share and promote and help each other. And I just want to say hello to Penny. Hello, Jose. Hi, Kathy. Daphne. I think you might. Are you new here, Daphne? I don't know why. I feel like you are. Hi, Sue. And Jess, like, thank you guys. And Frank, hello, Frank. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
And let's say hi to Instagram. We have Kristen. We have EGB878. We have Amy Marie. We have Mr. Jeffrey Peck in the house. Hello, medium Jeffrey Peck. Yes. Hey. I was watching his show on earlier. Jeffrey's show was on earlier today. So something super spiritual. It was terrific. Yeah. I'm glad I was able to see you, Jeffrey.
I've got to try to catch his show.
Yeah, it's great. And it's great that he puts his replays on his YouTube channel and it's very accessible. You guys can catch it anytime. Jeffrey is a co-host of ours sometimes, and we got to have him back on the show.
Well,
right?
You know, Jeffrey lives in the Bay Area, which is only an hour and a half from me. So me and Jeffrey need to do something together. We have to collaborate.
MG, Jeffrey.
Yes, you need to come to Sacramento, Jeffrey, and I'll go to the Bay Area. But we need to do something together. It'll be fun.
And I see Penny is saying, oh, I see my posts show up on both their channels. So that's great. Thanks, Penny. And Paul, we want to say hi to Paul. And of course, Sue and Daphne, Kathy, Jose, Kelly, you mentioned them. And Samantha's logging on. Just welcome everyone to our show. It's really a special show because tonight we've had such a great week. Kelly, I don't know, did you see the eclipse or what we could see from California?
No, I watched it on the computer. I have seen two eclipses, full like eclipse when I was 11 and again in 2017. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like my eyes are already damaged. I don't need to be. I'm getting old. We just got new glasses. I don't want to mess around. So we watched it on TV.
Yeah. Well, that was a good place. It was beautiful on TV. I loved it.
Yeah, it was amazing. They went from like Texas to the New York to like different places. And that was a lot of fun. And, you know, in California, we didn't get a full eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We got a partial. It actually didn't even get dark. It was very unnoticeable here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. We had overcast. So, you know, I was fine with watching it on TV.
Yeah.
I was happy.
And we hope everyone has just had a glorious week. I mean, it really is an amazing week, not only with the eclipse, but we have the new moon on Monday. Also, we have Mercury retrograde until April 25th. We have planets aligning, you know, top to bottom, left to right. So look, this is an amazing year. Just 2024 is an amazing year. And we're hoping that people are embracing their life. We hope people are embracing their love and their hearts and sharing them with others, their family and friends. And let's get on with our topic tonight about praying and spreading positivity.
And I just want to give you guys credit. Did you and Brianna come up with this? Because I know I've been crazy busy and I was trying to catch up, but I was like I was trying to get the store up and running. I love this. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm like a big person for praying it forward. Like, I'm always sending good vibes, good energy to everybody, because I believe like we have to lift each other up to lift ourselves up, you know? Mm-hmm. We have to be there to support each other. It's a network of, you know, like-minded souls who believe in the same things and want to help each other. Mm-hmm. And I love it. So I'm all for you sharing our show with as many people. Hello, Liz. Talk about praying it forward. Liz is like such a beautiful soul. She's always coming to my events or sending people to my events.
And hey,
just the most amazing person. Thank you, Liz. I love you.
And, you know, praying it forward and spreading positivity, I do believe that the more we can do it, Kelly, or the more we make a conscious, you know, we're conscious of it and stepping into that, whether you're opening the door for someone or maybe taking some extra things to a charity or donating them, this is all about praying it forward as well, right? These are action steps that people can take to spread that beautiful energy, right? To spread the beautiful energy, the power of prayer, the sending good thoughts to people, because we don't know what goes on in each individual's life, but we know that we're all here to learn. We're all here on this earth school to learn and to grow. And look, if someone is, not at the top of your happy list right now, maybe it's because they're going through something right now. Or if your friends are changing or shifting, or even your family, if they're going through something and they feel different in some way, know that we are all in this transformative state right now.
It's so true. I mean, this eclipse has really put me on my toes. I'll say I've had during a full moon, I don't sleep well. And I've found that during the eclipse, I also don't sleep well.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, and that's hard, you know, when you need your sleep. Mm-hmm. But I know that a lot of people are feeling that energy. It is pretty beautiful. It is very energetic. But at the same time, I felt so creative. Mm-hmm. And I felt all the love from the community giving back to me as my grand opening and just on the show and everything. So I do think that the eclipse brings out that part of everybody where it's like, you want to pay it forward. You want to give back. Mm-hmm. I think it brings that out.
Yeah. And you know, it's also spring. So spring's in the air, right? Spring and summer. I mean, that gets people out of their homes or into the sunshine, right? Mm-hmm. We're not wearing these heavy coats. Some of us, anymore, right? What's that?
I love it. I had to put the air on today. It got to be like 80 degrees inside.
Oh, right. We have some more warm weather ahead. Yes. I just want to ask people in the comments section, and if you've heard of this prayer before, I want you to type yes. Okay. Or you can type aloha if you want to.
I know. Have you
heard of the Ho'oponopono prayer? So that's what I want to ask people. It's called the Ho'oponopono prayer. And it's a simple but powerful prayer. And I want to hear back from everyone. If you've heard of that, please, maybe I'll recite it to you and you've heard this. It's a prayer that says, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So four simple statements, and that is all about praying it forward. That's all about stepping into grace.
And can I post that in the comments?
Yeah.
I think it's such a beautiful thing. I'm looking for it online right now, but Brianna, okay, if you could find it online and paste that in the comments for everybody,
yeah,
I would love to just put that under on our banner underneath.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, if you could get the actual prayer itself.
Yeah, I will. I will. I can highlight it and put it in here for you, for people.
That is a beautiful prayer.
Yes.
Can I just tell you, when I opened my crystal store, the first one back mm-hmm. in 2015,
mm-hmm.
somebody gave me the book. I actually went to a development workshop in Seattle,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and there was two other women who had their own crystal store, and they gave me the book.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a whole book on that,
mm-hmm.
and the prayer and everything, and mm-hmm. told me for my store, for me, and I just remember it made me feel really good, and it felt really good to have, and I kept it in my register at all times.
Oh, it's so perfect, Kelly. And yeah. I did a conference on the Big Island in Hawaii several years ago before COVID, I think back in like 2018. And we had one of our guest speakers, Kelly, talked about the Ho'oponopono prayer. And he had, like you said, it's a book. He had written out a beautiful history of it. He had written out the beautiful prayer. Wow. I mean, the way he presented it, you know, we were able to take home these glossy sheets of rainbows with the prayer on it from Hawaii. And it means so much to so many people. And I want to say to everyone, if you realize the sacredness behind this prayer, it will touch you.
It's so simple, but so deep, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
We did post it, Liz Kerner. It is right underneath there, but it's posted on Facebook, YouTube.
Oh, good.
The only place we didn't post it was Instagram, unless Brianna posted it. And I just want to say, I have a lot of people on Instagram. Thank you guys for joining us.
Hey.
Appreciate
Hi, Instagram.
You. Yeah.
And yeah, even on Instagram, you can share the, I'm going to post mine on Instagram. You can share the, our site, I think, even on Instagram, or a lot of people are on social right now. It just seems to be, I think it's the energy. I think more people now than ever are on social, all channels. But we want to thank all of you. Thank all of you. Kelly and I, you know, we do this, because we know we can touch hearts, so we can open awareness for you. We can help you deepen your intuition. We can help you connect to your higher self and to your guides and angels. So we offer this show to you called Seeing Beyond, Living Transformed. And we bring on wonderful guests, amazing guests that we have coming up too. We can talk about later. But it is about sharing with you energy, right? We're sharing this beautiful energy of love and of compassion, and letting you know that we do need it in the world right now. We do kind of need to make that, take those action steps, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I realized my phone was not on Do Not Disturb.
That's okay.
I don't know if you guys heard. But yes, I agree with all of that. It is such mm-hmm. a beautiful prayer. Okay, I'm just reading comments.
I know. Did you read that from Rosemarie?
Yes.
Were we both
reading that? Are you in my head, Cheryl?
I heard you reading. I'm like,
yeah. Can you please give me some idea? What I think she means, what is going on in my head, with my head on my right side? Blood pressure got very high and was dizzy. Feeling better now, but it's very scary. Thank you, ladies. I feel dehydration, Rosemarie.
Kelly,
are you in my head again?
Yes, because I'm right there with you. It's dehydration.
I just feel like not enough water. And you might be drinking water, but maybe you need to add electrolytes. That's what
Kelly,
I'm hearing.
I was just going to say electrolytes.
We're like on the same level.
Who's
Paul
on?
Paul and
oh
I have been doing this. I think it's the eclipse. Paul and I have been like reading each other's mind all week.
Yeah.
Ever since the eclipse, he's like, did you just take that out of my head? He keeps saying that to me.
I also want to add, if I can, with Rosemarie, is and we got to talk about your husband in a moment, because guys, if you haven't met Paul, he is the most wonderful husband. He's just a lovely human being. I love connecting with him every time I see you guys. So
great. I am very, very lucky.
Shout out to Paul.
He thinks I go around talking smack about him all the time, but I actually brag about my husband all the time, because he is he's the best husband in the world. Yeah. I'm so blessed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does so much for our family, and I love that. And he always says, oh, you probably go and you vent all your friends how annoying I am. He is annoying, but I love him to death. He's like the best husband in the world.
Oh, it's great.
Thank you, Marie. That is so sweet.
Before we go on to Marie, I just want to finish with Rosemarie, right? Yes, I just want to say, my friend, is I felt breathing deeply would help you. I just felt a lot of shallow breathing. You know how we rush around the house or our jobs, what have you, and we're not breathing. We're not taking the time to slow down and pace ourselves. So I just want to offer that to you, Rosemarie. It's about taking a few moments before you do your next project. Like, take a few more breaks during the day, even if it's for a couple of minutes, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you're breathing in through the nose, imagine you're breathing in love and just everything good for your body. And as you're breathing out through your mouth, imagine you're letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to do. It really does work. From somebody who has a lot of anxiety. Oh. And I don't anymore, but that is one of my go-tos when I have anxiety. So
great. Is slowing down and taking some breaths.
Taking a deep breath in my nose. And as I'm in my nose, I envision just all this love and healing coming in and relaxing my body. And as I let that breath out through my mouth, my whole body's relaxing. Mm-hmm. And I imagine anything that doesn't serve me is leaving at that moment and going back where it belongs.
I hope everyone's listening. Okay. And then on to that beautiful comment about Marie Beck. We had a Marie and then a Marie Beck. Infinite success for Kelly's Moxie store. So many happy customers. And Cheryl's amazing programs, uplifting all. Well, thank you, Marie. That is just a lovely thing to do. Any guidance to kick the coffee? Anne Marie's asking a question. Can I jump in there? Because I got to tell you,
Marie,
I am like nicks on the coffee. I started drinking decaf or herbal tea, peppermint, mint tea, of course, chamomile.
But there's no caffeine in that?
If there is, it's a very trace, and actually what's happening, Kelly, is I'm actually cutting back on tea now because it's like, I'm just going to drink water. Coffee is still an option for me, but I got to tell you, it's not every day like it used to be. I'll just comment there. And when I do drink it, I'm very aware of just not overdoing it or not doing more than a cup, because you just don't feel the craving anymore. So Marie, you want to set a date when you want to stop, and then you want to put give yourself some slack, like give yourself a 3 days, I think is what they say, you know to really get through it.
So let me make my suggestion. I don't drink coffee, but I drink soda, which is not great for me.
You're a soda girl.
I need the caffeine. I drink a soda in the morning, a diet Pepsi. That's my thing. And so what I've started doing, because I was drinking so much soda, is that I order a large glass of soda with lots of ice. If I'm in a restaurant or at home, I fill my cup with ice, so I'm not drinking the whole can. Mm-hmm. And I have a big bottle of water or a cup of water. And if I take a sip of soda, I take a gulp of water every time. And what I'm finding is I don't even finish half a can. And I've gotten it down to where I drink like a quarter of a can in the morning, a quarter in the afternoon, and a quarter in the evening. So I've weaned myself off of almost all caffeine. Mm-hmm. And my doctor says that's fine. A little bit is good, but not too much.
Yeah. And that's how I feel about coffee, is I love coffee. And I hear you, Teresa B is like, I need coffee. I mean, I hear that. Kelly and I hear you. And it's not like we're saying, don't do it. I mean, enjoy it. No. If you're going to drink coffee, have a great enjoy it. But I think Marie is just asking to cut back or cut down. And look, your body's going to tell you, and it will feel, I just want to tell you, I do feel lighter. I mm-hmm. never knew that I would feel different, really. But
so I bought Brianna this mushroom mm-hmm. mix. Mm-hmm. It's like replacing coffee, and she yeah. loves it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sisters tried the mushroom coffee replacement, yeah. didn't mm-hmm. like it.
Yeah.
But my niece tried this one, and she says it's pretty good, and she's mm-hmm. very happy with it.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice.
You got to experiment and try right. different things. I've heard right. a lot of good things about the mushroom drink. So, you know, try it. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I have a great brand to recommend too, but I'm not drinking coffee right now. And my mushroom coffee has coffee in it. So I can't remember the brand, but it's really good
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've stopped drinking coffee. Kat, go ahead. We're reading.
Oh, I was reading it too. I was like, oh,
Kelly.
We're like totally like in each other's brain today.
Oh my gosh.
That's great.
Read it out loud for everyone.
It just says, I stopped drinking coffee since I've had COVID. I do not miss it at all.
Yeah.
You know, I stopped drinking soda when I was in Egypt for like 2 weeks, and right. I didn't miss it, but I did replace it. I did have tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get my caffeine, and I was okay with that. But I'll tell you this, the tea has a lot more caffeine than yes. My soda. And I don't yeah. know, maybe coffee has a lot of caffeine too. I personally can't drink that much caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I really dilute my tea.
You really got to dilute it.
I do. Cause yeah. I mean, I would be like all.
Yeah. Like I do have a green tea, and I have to dilute it cause it does have caffeine in it. It feels strong. But look, I also do, yeah, sparkling water, flavored water. You know, you have to change it up, put fresh fruit in your glass of water.
Experiment. You know, sometimes water, people don't like water because it doesn't taste right. Add some of those, you know, what do they call that? Where they add, I just said it earlier.
Yeah.
A
flavor.
You know, those powders into it. They have a flavor.
Oh, but yeah, electrolytes.
The electrolytes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Add that. I've never liked electrolytes, but while I was in Egypt, I had to add them every day because you don't absorb enough water. It's so hot there.
Yes.
And I drank electrolyte, like one bottle of electrolytes a day, and it really made a difference. So I'm sort of still continuing that here.
Oh,
well, I still drink my regular water, but those electrolytes, it makes a huge difference.
Oh,
and if you ever feel lethargic, a lot of times that's a sign of dehydration. Mm-hmm. And if you make a little drink with electrolytes in it and drink that, all of a sudden you feel energized.
You know, electrolytes, you can tell the difference right away. I mean, I think it's incredible. And I drink a lot of coconut water too, that has electrolytes in it too. And, you know, I'm more in a desert area where I live, and I know it's hot where you are, I think, Kelly, in the summertime. So anyone, yes. We really do. Electrolytes are pretty much a good recommendation, I think.
So I did want to get yes. this one question.
Mm-hmm.
But now I lost it. Well, there it is. It caught my eye. I don't mm-hmm. know if it caught your eye, cause we've been like really on the same, but it says, I believe in the afterlife and souls are still with us, but why can't I get over my grieving for my parents? Oh, I can't yeah. move forward. Depression mm-hmm. set in. Thank you all. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for your loss, Lisa. And I was just having this conversation with a client of mine, who's actually my hairdresser. I did a reading for her today. Because her father passed recently. Mm. And, you know, we were talking about how grief can get in the way of us connecting with our loved ones. And the way I like to explain it is, if you think about our emotions or feelings in a pyramid, grief is at the bottom of that pyramid. And if you think about spirit, like the opposite pyramid, they have to lower theirs to reach us at the top part. We have to be in a higher vibration to connect with our loved ones. And oftentimes grief is at the bottom and we can't always connect. So I'd say, give yourself, you know, time to, you know, deal with your grief, allow yourself to cry. It's been almost 8 years since my son passed. I still cry every day. I'm not lying. I mean, there's once or twice a day, something comes up and I get teary eyed, or I go hide in the bathroom because I want to cry. And that's a release of energy. Crying is okay.
Mm-hmm.
People in our society have made it feel like crying is like not good. it's actually such a healthy way to release that grief and release that energy and to process it. So I feel like with you, you're not processing your grief all the way. And it's so important to allow yourself to feel that pain and know that loss, but also know and have faith that they're still with you and be open. And it's hard to find that balance. You have to go through your grief first. That's my belief. What about you, Cheryl?
Yeah. And there's another question coming from my Instagram that's going to tag this one if I can.
Oh, yes. Paste
because,
it.
But I do want to answer your question. And is it Liz? Is that how I'm saying it? Liz? Hi, Liz. And I'm sorry about your loved ones. You're grieving for your parents. And I just want to tell you that there's no timeline on or time frame for grief. And, you know, time does heal, but maybe there are moments, you know, for a few more years now where you may be experiencing grief or maybe just a few more months. And it's not about judging anything. If anything, we don't judge ourselves. And I want to tell you that your loved ones in spirit are definitely holding you close or supporting you and sending you love. So it's okay wherever you are. If Kelly hasn't said it already about, you know, talking to friends about it or mm-hmm. going to a grief support group.
Yeah.
These Whatever are great ways to find out that you are not alone in this. Yeah. And in some way, just sharing your story can be healing. And talking about them, right? Because sometimes it's like, well, should we not talk about them anymore since they're gone? It's like, no, we want to hear. We want to hear about their stories. And that way, that's a nice area for you to be able to do that. And also to give yourself time. If anything, you might write them a letter or about sharing a memory that you have with them, a very fond memory. And that might help the process of journaling and working with that energy.
And let me just add to that writing mm-hmm. of a letter. Mm-hmm. If you want to write that letter and then put it next to your bed and set that intention for them to come visit you in dreams, mm-hmm. because then you've got the letter, you've gotten those emotions out, and you're saying, I'm open to the love mm-hmm. that you bring me in my dream. I'm open to it, but only them. Set that extent, that intention. That does help. It might not work right away, but it will work. And mm-hmm. Denise Lind has the same, you know, similar question. So mm-hmm. I hope this resonates for the two of you. This is part of the reason is grief can get in the way. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm going to share, and I appreciate everyone's putting in their thoughts and comments. I'm going to share this one. This is from Instagram. I hope I did it right. Brianna, who's our co-host.
I was just looking at that one.
What? I was going to post
that one next, and then you did it. Oh my gosh.
But Brianna, we have to pray it forward and give gratitude and positivity mm-hmm. to Brianna, who is behind the scenes, our other co-host who, you know, helps us put the show together and helps us field these questions and comments and puts our links up. Thanks, Brianna. So look, this is from Instagram. I'd love your insight on part of my grief journey. I wonder if people who die by suicide have regret. I don't know. I don't want to bring the vibe down, feeling challenged with racing thoughts when trying to rest.
What is your feeling on that, Cheryl, about regrets?
Well, I believe that I believe sometimes in the spirit world, there are spirits that have regrets, whether it's the suicide or just other things in life. Mm-hmm. I don't know if every person who commits suicide has regret, because I can't speak for everyone, but it has been my experience that yes, sometimes if they had given it a moment more to think about it or in that way, I don't believe they hold on to the regret though. I don't think that they are bummed out. I believe that their soul has taken that path with which to learn from and to grow mm-hmm. from. So that's how I'm feeling about it at this moment. What about you, Kelly?
I have a two-part belief on that. I've done a lot of readings where they have come and they've been very apologetic because mm-hmm. their intention was never to hurt anybody, but they know it hurt people. So their regret is that it hurt people, but they don't regret that they left, if that makes sense. And I believe, and I've heard this from spirit many times, that their brain wasn't functioning right. and that they would never be able to be happy in this body in this lifetime. There was a problem and they were being tortured daily and they're at peace now. So to me, sometimes we're born with a defect. And I do believe that there is mental illness that they can't cure, like severe depression. And those people tend to, when they've tried everything and nothing's working, they just want to start over. The soul wants to start over. And I do believe that those people tend to come back sooner than later. That's my belief. But I don't know, you know, I don't think that they come back before they see their family. Mm-hmm. I think we all get to reunite when we're on the other side, and then they get to choose to be born again. But I do think that they want to restart. Mm-hmm. I've heard that from several spirits that this lifetime, it just didn't work. They've tried everything, but their brain never functioned properly. That's what I've heard.
So we hope that's helpful for you, EGB878 on Instagram. And it was a great question.
And we might not agree, Cheryl, but I think like there's two points of view on that. But I've just, mm-hmm. that's just some of the experience I've had with spirit, the things mm-hmm. that they've said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's hard, but it's even my own son. I've heard from him lots of times, like he had a brain injury when he was 4 and he could never find true happiness. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. he always tells me that. And he's like, he was sorry. Like, it didn't matter what I did. He was there. It wasn't. And he used to say that in therapy all the time. Like mm-hmm. he never felt truly happy in this life. Mm-hmm. Not that he didn't commit suicide, but he certainly, you know, and he had a heart condition, but he certainly didn't live his life in a way where he was trying not to die. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I know that's a hard subject. I'm not trying to bring this thing down. It's just my own perspective from what I've felt from spirit. And I might be wrong, but that's where I'm at right now, I guess.
But you know, what we can do together, all of us on this call, is, you know, for people who are feeling depressed or who have had those thoughts, to, you know, once again, there's that new crisis hotline to call for suicide prevention. Maybe whether it's you or you know someone, to really make those phone calls and connect with people, right? And tell them you love them. This is about praying it forward, is calling your loved ones, calling your friends that may need to hear, you know, something uplifting. And that's part of the spreading positivity, where, you know, you could be someone's hero at this very moment, just by connecting with them. And that can be life-changing for many, many people. Yeah.
And here's a beautiful story. I mean, it's sad, but it's beautiful because I can relate to this. My son passed in November, the night after his adoptive mother pulled the plugs. A cat came screaming to my house while I was playing with the kitty. A bird flew in my window. I had a similar experience with birds and my cat as well, Morgan, and I can totally relate to this. And that is a sign from our loved ones. So thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. They do send us some interesting signs sometimes, but we know it's them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we can all, you know, you never know whose life you're saving. And sometimes, you know, praying it forward and spreading positivity, which is our topic tonight, saves lives, right? I mean, just smiling at someone who's, you know, and sharing with people that, yes, they're being seen, right? Because we all maybe have a need to be seen or know that we matter. And we all want to kind of make a difference, right, in some way. And, you know, just a thank you can be something that someone just needs to hear, right? It's the simple thing.
Reaching out to somebody and saying you love them.
Thank you, Brianna, posted the crisis hotline.
Yeah, thank you. I have to say, you know, I do feel that, you know, a lot of people are intuitive and they feel like somebody needs to hear them or when you feel that, reach out to people, because I've heard so many people talk about how they were on the verge of maybe, you know, doing that. And then somebody needed them or somebody reached out to them and it stopped them in their tracks and it wasn't their time. So I do hope, and that is kind of paying it forward here in a sense, reach out to those that, you know, are, you know, not as social, that kind of hide, reach out to them and invite them places. And even if they say no, don't give up. Or maybe stop by and bring them a gift, whatever you can do just to keep those people alive. you know, not that they're going to die and it's your fault, but, you know, whatever you can do to make them feel like they are, let them know they are loved. We live in such a society where we forget about each other and we're not thinking of each other and we're all about ourselves. And it's really important to remember that, like, we're all connected. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a community. We have to be there for each other. It takes, what do they call it, a village to raise a child?
It does.
It really does. You can't do it on your own. I had so many people that helped me with my son who's on the spectrum. He's 17 now. I mean, I had so many people in community, my family, even. It's a lot of work. And we have to be the same way for others in our society. We can't forget about people or think they're weak because they're wired different than us.
You know, sometimes Kelly, and just to share with people, what I'm hearing so far from you, Kelly, which is amazing. Thank you for sharing. So what I'm feeling is, you know, we're in this energy of 2024, right? And, you know, we're much more intuitive than we were last year, than we were the year before. And this is everyone. And I just want to share with you, if you get that little inner voice that says, pick up the phone and call someone, or if you get that little hunch or that little gut pull, we'll just say that little nudge from spirit that says, you know, call them, you know, or go say hello to this person, you know, or go help that person, go open the door for someone. Like, we almost have to start trusting that we are being guided in a way to help, right? That we're being guided away. If we are asking, how can we help? How can we be of service for our highest good and for the good for all? Then sometimes it is listening to that inner voice that says, hey, say something kind to someone today. That first person that you see, right, that walks into your store or your office, right? Maybe that's exactly what spirit's wanting to help, because I know they want to be a part of your life and they are a part of tonight's discussion. I know that we would love to hear how people are praying it forward. We'd love to hear from all of our listeners any acts of kindness that they want to share with us that would give other people ideas that we all can go out, you know, and try some of these acts of kindness. You know, I mentioned donating or, you know, hey, look, you can take a friend to lunch, right? Just something like that, an unexpected, right? An unexpected happening, an event, buying someone a flowers, right? This is a beautiful gift. Yeah.
Yes. And Brianna just said backstage, and I posted it in here, I had an old boss who used to tell us, tell at least 10 people a day something you like about them and see the world change. And I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm always trying, when somebody's grumpy, I can get grumpy too. But then mm-hmm. I start to take a step back and think, okay, there must be a lot going on in their life. So I try to say something nice. Mm-hmm. It's not always easy, but I have to think, like, I'm a Libra. So I'm always balancing things out. I'm always thinking, well, maybe they're going through something today. Like, maybe I should just be like generous to them. Now, if they're always mean every time I go, okay, I'm going to say something.
I love it, Kelly. And thank you, Brianna, what a great lesson for all of us.
Yes.
To tell at least 10 people a day something you like about them and see the world change. And of course it's with sincerity and with, you know, kindness, right? It's not just, you know, pulling something out of the air. I mean, really mean it, put that energy behind it. Thank you, Brianna.
Penny said here, I'm one of the hiding ones. So when I'm feeling down, I think of someone who may need a call and I pay it forward by calling them. We both end up being cheered up. I love that, Penny. Thank you for sharing that. I often do that as well. And it's nice. So thank you.
I saw Anne Lamott on TV. I think it was today. Oh. Anne Lamott. She is a wonderful writer. And she, her new husband told her, which I wanted to share with you, said that because they go walking every day. And he was saying in the first 10 minutes of your walk, it's easy to find something beautiful if you look for it. Right. So it doesn't matter if you're walking from your house to your car or from the parking lot into the store. Take a moment and look around you and find that there's beauty. Find beauty somewhere. It could be the beautiful day, whether it's raining or cloudy, what have you. It could be exactly what you need or what you wanted. So it's about finding beauty in just the simple things, the simplest of things.
And Penny, through this, and plus often when I'm down or anxious, it's not even me. I'm just picking up on someone else. Because Penny, you're an intuitive, obviously. Penny, mm-hmm. do I know you? I met a Penny in the UK. Are you the Penny in the UK? I doubt it. It's so late there. But I knew a Penny in the UK, and she was very optimistic and positive like you, and I loved it. Maybe it's the name.
Can I just pick, thanks, Penny. Can I just pick Liz again? Because we answered her question, but now she's offering, I try to do something daily, at least three things, and then I count my blessing each night. See, these are wonderful suggestions that we all, this just makes me feel good, right? That people are participating and sharing with us that you are also making that conscious awareness of doing these acts of kindness. Just like Beth says, my sister and I give each other a joke of the day. Those dumb jokes just make me laugh. Oh my gosh.
I do this with my sisters. I have two sisters. And to be honest, I love my sisters, but we're not like, we would never be friends in life. We're so different. One of them is Brianna's mother. But we do love to send each other like text messages, often of funny like memes or a funny video from, you know, Instagram or something, and it just to make each other laugh. And that is one thing we have in common. And I love that.
That's great.
Everyone loves to laugh.
I know when I find something funny, you know, on my computer or what have you, if I hear something, you just want to tell people right away, right? You want to tell the people closest to you, hey, I heard this today. Hey, and you share things and go with it. Like, go with those feelings of feeling good and feeling better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even if you need healing, it still will help you. Look for that next, the next better feeling, right? The next better feeling. If you feel awful, look for something that may feel make you feel a little less awful.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's so many great comments in here, you guys. And I'm really appreciating it. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting to check Instagram. But there hasn't been a lot of comments, so that's good. I'm like, I feel bad. I keep forgetting. I wish that they could incorporate it in our comments like they do everything else.
Mm-hmm. No, I see.
You know, go back and forth.
We are looking at different screens. Yeah. And look, just saying, as Brianna's mentioning, sometimes it's as simple as I love you or smiling.
It's that simple prayer.
Yeah. I mean, I know this sounds, I hope it doesn't sound too strange, but sometimes I go out and I look for some way I could help other people. You know, I go about my day, whether I'm running errands, you know, I'm going about my day and I'm just looking for opportunities to see how I can help people, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, pull the grocery cart out for them when they're going into the store, right? Pull one out for them first and then pull one out for myself. As I always mention, opening the door for someone, letting someone go first, right? You know, rather than, racing to the checkout line, we'll just say, but I use those as ways of showing kindness, like it's okay, right? Everything is fine. We are all well here. We are doing just fine. We know we're all doing the best we can, but I do feel we're entering into a, someone's mentioning it's a superpower. I feel like we're entering a new level of understanding, really, and compassion.
And I just wanted to reach out to Amanda here, wrote, I am learning a new kindness. I always give so much of myself to others, but recent health issues made me see that I need to receive just as much support in return. Mm-hmm. It's so profound and so beautiful. I love this, Amanda, because it took me years to realize this. It took me till my son passed that I was the one always giving, and never receiving enough that I needed. And when my son passed, it was so hard for me to receive from others. But at a certain point, and I think it was my son who got this through to me in a meditation, that I needed to just allow others to be there for me and accept it. Mm-hmm. And when I finally surrendered and allowed that, my world changed. And so I love that you've done this, because we don't always have to be the ones giving, because we do deplete ourselves, especially if we're empaths. And I suspect you're an empath. And I think that's beautiful. And Teresa, you haven't said anything that's been a bummer. I didn't read it. Well, I read some of them, but I didn't see anything that was a bummer. Well, you are, all comments are accepted and appreciated as long as they're made with love. How's yeah, that?
We're going to find Teresa's, but let's read a couple of more. We have Kit. We have Tammy.
What about this one here? Laughter.
Go ahead.
So I find laughter helps with grief mm-hmm. so much. My husband loved a good joke and reminds me of him. Mm-hmm. I am the same way. Our family makes a lot of jokes with mm-hmm. spirit. My son's favorite thing to do is my son that passed, we buried his ashes in a tree. Uh-huh. So he's part of this tree that we bring in. It's a Christmas tree. We bring it in every year. And so my son, when he brings friends over, he's like, this is my mom, Kelly. This is my dad, you know? And he's like, oh, and there's my brother. And he points to the tree. And it kind of trips people out. But I also think it breaks the ice and it makes it so that, you know, a lot of times people are afraid to bring up grief. Like they're mm-hmm. afraid to bring up mm-hmm. someone that passed in your family because yeah. they don't want to upset you. But mm-hmm. it kind of lets them know, like, it's okay to talk about them.
Mm-hmm. You know, laughter opens up 1,000 doors, doesn't it? It is the best medicine out there, right?
Yes.
And thanks for sharing that, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you, because that is the best, I really mm-hmm. believe. There's so many good comments, Shirley. Oh, you got one good.
Can I just say one? Yeah. I want to say Tammy's because I thought, oh, this is so cool. I mean, they're all cool, but Kit had a great one. Tammy, I'm a cashier and I make sure my customers smile before they leave. They enter my line with me smiling. I love that. Even on my bad days. And they leave smiling. I look for what they buy and make a conversation about that. That's yeah. great. You know, I mean.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It does make for a better day. Mm-hmm. My husband often says when we're in the drive-thru at like Starbucks, sometimes you get the grumpy ladies and he always will say to them, don't forget to smile, you know? Oh. And if they have a beautiful smile, like there's this one girl that's always so cheerful. He always says, you have such a beautiful smile. Thank you. You made my day. Yeah. You know, appreciate it when they do the nice things, mm-hmm. but when they don't, try to make them smile. Mm-hmm. And I love that. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
And, you know, just having this radio show, Kelly, and having all these great listeners, I mean, we are spreading positivity. We're manifesting, right? We're manifesting mm-hmm. in this moment, you know, about gratitude and prayer and healing for other people. I mean, when we create an energy, it is with our thoughts and words and intentions, but it is an energy that is nonverbal as well. And I'm sure everyone's feeling it because their hearts are so open. But look, this is an energy we're creating. And how amazing is that? That we are creators here. Look what we can do, right? We can create love, you know, out of.
Imagine it and make mm-hmm. it happen, mm-hmm. you know? It doesn't always have to be a horrible experience. We can turn them around. We can recreate them. So remember that. Like, I didn't have the greatest childhood. So, you know, it was pretty traumatic, but I had a lot of fun. There was a lot of good moments, and I try to focus on those. Mm-hmm. And I also focus on the positive things of some of that trauma created, like, the empathic side of me. It created mm-hmm. that way mm-hmm. for me to understand what others are going through. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for that. I couldn't have been who I am now had I not gone through that. So always try to find a positive in everything.
Yeah. And here Jose is saying, let's affirm we radiate positive vibes. I'm loving that.
Yes.
Thank you. Look, I know we're going to come to the end of the program eventually, although I know this is such a great topic. I hope we can carry this, Kelly, to another show.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. But I do want to reach out to people and let them know what you're doing, Kelly, where you're going next, yeah. how people can connect with you.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
happening?
So yeah. I have coming up this month, a lot of in-person events, but most, so if you're in the Sacramento area, come check out my website. But right now I have the online event. I think there's 2 tickets left. My in-person one has sold out for a small group reading. On the 20th, during the day at my crystal store, we have a crystal class where we're going to learn all about cleansing our crystals and choosing the right crystals and things all about the crystals. So definitely check that out, Brianna. If you could post that one, then I'll talk about the small group reading online. I also have open mic night on the 20th as well in the evening at my crystal store. We serve wine and non-alcoholic drinks as well as a charcuterie board that I put together with a lot of love. And all the mediums in that are my students or in the community come up and they do they practice demonstrating. They give readings. Not everybody gets a reading, but everybody gets a message, I feel like, because in a way it's kind of like a message for all. And it's a lot of fun. Everybody has a great time. So check that out if you're in the Sacramento area. I think that she put that in here, right here. That's the platform one. I don't know if she put the link to the crystal class. Oh, there it is. And then here's the link to the spring cleaning your crystals with Adina from Mindful and Rooted. Now, I have just opened up a crystal store, but I do not sell online, but Adina does. And she actually has some of her crystals in my store on consignment. And they're beautiful. She has a beautiful selection of crystals. So if you're looking to buy crystals online, I highly recommend her as well. So those are my my big things. I don't think there's any others, right, Brianna? That's it. So I'll leave you guys with that. It's your turn, Cheryl.
I would just like to invite everyone tomorrow night. I'll be with Suzanne Northrup. We're doing an online mediumship demonstration, and we're going to be putting a lot of love, talking about praying it forward and spreading positivity. We are going to be sending so much love to spirit tomorrow night, and that's really the intention. And so I hope you're feeling I hope you're feeling drawn to come join us tomorrow night and or buy a ticket for someone who, you know, may feel like they want to be a part of this event, right? We're going to do as many readings as we can, but it's Suzanne and I tomorrow, April 11th. It's an online event. It begins at 6 p.m. Eastern time and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Okay. And so that's my big thing for right now. And also, if I can just two more things, because there's a lot going on, right? Check out my events page on my website, because I do have a lot happening in April. I have my energy transformation sessions, which I love teaching those monthly. I mean, we talk about high vibe and opening up your energy field and how to strengthen your health in that way, a spiritual health class, we could call it. I do a small group reading event online myself, and that's happening April 30th. So that's happening as well. I'd love to see you there. It's a very small event where everyone gets a reading. So we'll be doing mediumship and psychic readings. And then, of course, lastly is my healing prayer circle. My gosh, we're just going, you know, full charge with my Sunday healing prayer circle. It's free to join. I'd love to see you there. We do meditation. We do a little prayer. So that's like spreading positivity and sharing it with other high vibe community light workers, so to speak. So
it's amazing. If you haven't ever joined it, you should check it out. There it is right there. I love it. And when I have time, I try to join.
Yeah, thank you. And I know you do, Kelly. And I always appreciate seeing your posts because you participate in the private Facebook page that comes with the Healing Prayer Circle. So we love you to always
share a miracle.
Please, because is this about your friend?
Yes.
Tell us.
So I have been posting about my friend Brittany, who had end-stage liver cancer. She's like 33, 34 years old, has a 10-year-old son, and was fighting for her life. She was down to like, she's like 5'10", and she was down to like 89 pounds. And she was trying to get on the transplant list. Everybody in Cheryl's group was praying for her. I was praying for her. You know, a lot of people were praying for her. This was back at Christmas time. And she ended up, they didn't accept her at first. They told her she had to go on the feeding tube. She went on a feeding tube for like 2-3 months. And gained enough weight, got on the list, and got the call that she got a liver. Drove all the way to Arizona with her family, all went there, went to go undergo surgery, got on the surgery table. They cut her open all the way, like from here to here or here to here. I don't know. It was like a big cut, like huge. And her liver healed 100%. It is the doctor. When she woke up, the doctors told her it was a miracle. Like the doctors are calling it a miracle. And they've never seen anything like this.
Wait, so she didn't have a transplant?
No. Her liver was 100% cured. She has some other issues caused from all of the problems that she's been going through, but they said that she can heal that and be cured with that eventually in time and live a happy, healthy life. And so she's still in Arizona because now they're watching her. I think it's the Mayo Clinic to make sure her incision heals, and they're checking her vitals and checking everything, trying to figure out what happened. But everybody's telling her it's a miracle.
Oh, well.
And I believe in miracles. And to me, this is a miracle.
Yeah.
Because end stage liver cancer, it's impossible to cure. Like, it's very rare. And I don't think she was misdiagnosed, because she had to get drained. Like, her belly would blow up like a balloon, and they had to drain her all the time from all the fluids because it wasn't functioning right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But wow. That's a miracle, people. They're still current day miracles. I believe in them. And don't ever give up on health. If you have a health problem, don't ever give up. Think positive. This woman did not want to die. At Christmas time, we were messaging, and she was telling me, they told me to get hospice and that it was the end of my life and that I might not make it, and to start planning my death. Mm-hmm. She goes, and I'm scared. I'm not ready to die. Mm-hmm. I don't want to leave my son. And I told her, don't, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Miracles do happen. And it did. And I'm so excited.
It's
unbelievable, because like, you don't hear about this.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is a great story. And I hope you keep letting us know how she's doing.
I will post it. I just haven't, because I'm just like, it's so unbelievable. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know. It is an oh my gosh.
She looks great. Her hair is growing back because she lost a lot of her hair. Mm-hmm. She's still wearing a wig, but like she shows you, it's very thin.
Mm.
Yeah, she lost a lot of hair.
Yeah, well, miracles happen. And I believe the more we believe them, even, I mean, it's just almost like the more we're helping to create them, or the more we're helping to show people the power of prayer or the power of positive.
It's amazing.
About her determination, you know, about not giving up. Or
she's a 10-year-old son, loves him so much, and has not been able to be in the same home with them because she didn't want him seeing her that sick.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been living with their mom for the last year. Since she got diagnosed, and she's been living like 45 minutes away at a friend's house who's helping take care of her.
Right. Oh my.
She couldn't even get out of bed some days.
Well, just loving the miracles, you know, that are happening all around us. Right. And thank you so much.
And focus on those more and not all of the sad stories, which are a lot.
Yeah.
In our society. And if you think about it, the more we put our energy, what we put our energy into is what we create.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want a better world, we need to start focusing our energy on the things that are going good in the world, not all the negative things.
Mm-hmm.
And the negative things, instead of focusing and worrying, let's send love and healing to those things.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there is a lot of bad things going on in our world right now. But rather than getting caught up and focused and stuck and gloom and doom, I am sending love. I'm sending healing. I'm talking to the universe to help them through this difficult time, to help our world, you know, create a better world. And I think that that's where we have to put our energy. That's the energy we need to put out there. Not the, oh my gosh, we're having World War III. The world's ending. Like, everybody's fighting. It's so important that we stay focused on the positive things to create that positive, loving world. Otherwise, we're never going to create that. So we all have to do that. Everybody has to put their energy into the positive. And I'm not saying bury your head in the sand. I'm not saying that, because that's not smart. We have to be aware, but we don't have to focus on it and let it take us down. If that makes sense. I don't know if I worded that right, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It did. And guys, we're very grateful for you tonight, for being part of our show tonight. It was such a special topic this evening. And gosh, Kelly, once again, we're going to be seeing everyone next week back here on Seeing Beyond Living Transformed with another amazing topic. So please join us next week at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. In the meantime, just sending everyone lots of love, and thank all of you for your, you know, your comments and sharing with us how you pray it forward and spread positivity in the world. So until next time, just have a beautiful evening, have a beautiful week, and we'll see you on one of our events, or we'll see you real soon. All right. Good night, everyone. Namaste.